Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby.
Some lost all after a tornado ripped a small Texas city apart. That's what it sounded like in Perryton. Sabrina Devers tells Fox Weather.
We saw the tornado hitting, but had no idea the devastation. The town has been hit so hard.
At least three people were killed, dozens more injured. Another person died in Pensacola, Florida, when a tree fell on a house. And there's damage and about a half million power outages from Florida to Alabama, Louisiana to Texas and Oklahoma, with more storms possible today.
Yeah, that was Dave Anthony, Fox News, top of the hour there, giving a recap of how significant this storm was across the area, including, as you heard, there are three deaths reported in Texas. And I will tell you, the bad news, such as it is that there might be more on the way today. You know, we've had several days in a row of this. Brooke Richardson just this morning.
Now, this is not the only thing we're going to be tracking throughout the next 24 hours. We're still going to keep a close eye on the heavy rain that's continuing. But we have another system that could potentially impact us. Right now, it does look like it is getting a little bit weaker. But we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect, as we could see those storms move in a little bit later this morning. We do have that until 10 a.m. So make sure you are still staying weather alert. And if you don't have to travel this morning, do not. We do have a lot of flooded roadways across the area.
Yeah, and we just had a flash flood warning come in through 10:15 this morning. And if you look on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, as I am here, there is a very significant system around Mobile. Basically, it's at the top of the bay for Mobile Bay, and then north and west between Mobile and Citronelle. And then all the way up through, like, Hattiesburg, Mississippi is a fairly intense storm that is meandering in our direction. You know, just when you thought we'd gotten clear of it all and wouldn't be getting much more, there's certainly a significant chance of more rain and lightning and wind coming later on today. So it's just not over, and that's pretty soon, you know, within the next couple of hours, as you heard there, the flash flood warning through 10:15. 7:14 here on News Radio 92.3, power outages across the area, although we are getting word that some of them are coming back online. I got a note from a friend that said downtown Aragon Court, that's back online. If you look, there's about 800, almost 900 outages on the west side, right around Mobile, I'm trying to read the street names and I can't read them through all of the reports of power outages east of Myrtle Grove and West Pensacola, and south towards the water. That whole area has got all kinds of power outages. There's a few up north. There's a couple just north of I-10 by the university. There's a couple north in north of 9 Mile Road. And there are some, you know, in Santa Rosa, just a small number, but you're also seeing, you know, significant outages, at least some outages, I should say, in Gulf Breeze, out on Pensacola Beach. I don't see any currently. Oh, no, there are still a couple out on Pensacola Beach. And as you heard Robert Benner telling us a little while back, Fort Pickens Road is not usable, and several other areas are still under partial flooding. The last where we got on Highway 98 was that it was still partially impassable, partially reopened, basically, was the statement in Gulf Breeze. So, boy, keep an eye out this morning. It's rough out there. I got a note from Brad Baker, the assistant county administrator in Santa Rosa County, said, you know, heavy rain down south with a few flooded roads, a couple of lightning strikes of residents' homes. We had one resident reportedly struck by lightning here in Escambia County. I know at my house, it was like it was right on top of us for hours, yes. You know, and just, you know, because you typically feel like, well, the storm's to the west and that's where the lightning's, you know, it's a mile or two away and then it's closer and then it's farther and then it's farther. And that's kind of what you normally experience. And this was just like again and again and again. It's a mile away. It's on top of our house. It's a mile away. It's on top of our house. I had to go rescue the trash cans that had washed down the street, you know, like I hear this clankety clank outside. So I go out and run down the street, and there's like a whole collection of them at the foot of the hill, but been the backstop for all of the trash cans. There was like this raging river of water through our, you know, front yard in the street, you know. So I'm there in the middle of the rain bringing the trash cans back and thinking to myself, this cannot possibly be the smartest thing to be doing right now as the lightning is going off all over the place. And, you know, I'm like, but got to get these trash cans, you know, putting them up on
three trash cans.
That's right. Putting them up on my driveway and hoping they don't wash down again. And I did a little experiment because I texted my neighbor. I'm like, hey, Carl, you got to go get your trash cans, man. And he's like, okay. And then he put them back where they went originally, where the river flows through. I'm like, well, we'll see. How about this? So, terrible, terrible night for storms. The Emergency Operations Center in Escambia County has activated at 7 o'clock to a level 2. That's a mid-level activation. And I think, I always forget which way is which, but I think a 3 is normal, no concern, and a 1 is like a hurricane. And if I've got that backwards, I apologize. But, you know, some of these systems down is bad, some of the systems up is bad, and just there's no consistency. Anyway, we're going to talk to probably Travis Tompkins at 7:35 this morning, get an update from him. He's the emergency manager in Escambia County. Candy, meanwhile, has traffic on the fives.
All right, Highway 29 southbound at Kingsfield Road. It looks like there's fuel on the road. The road department has been notified. It looks like all lights on Garden are working now, so that's good. We knew that an FBO would be on top of it. Traffic light out at Navy and Chiefs Way, flooding on Main Street and East Street downtown. It looks like Tarragona and Jefferson still might be out, so caution there. Softly in Michigan, that light is out. Forest Creek Apartments and Warrington Creek Apartments in that area, of course, it flooded. They had to be evacuated overnight. Pensacola Beach, a lot of Fort Pickens itself is closed. A lot of Fort Pickens Road is impassable. A lot of Via de Luna is impassable as well. Intersection of Sunset and Navy Boulevard, water just pouring into the road. Traffic light out at Fairfield and Dahar. I'm sorry, it's such a long list, dude. Mobile Highway and Softly Field. Accident at Cerny and Muldoon, which is just off Mobile Highway, but not showing a roadblock. 29 and 9.5 mile. Looks like that light is flashing. Use caution wherever you are. Watch for lights. Electricity out. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Did you mention the fuel slick on?
I did on 29.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's near Kingsfield. Yeah. And it looks like traffic, the EO. Everybody's been notified of that, but man, be careful. That's just worse. Do we have somebody on the horn?
No. Okay, I was just going to say, I saw this text and I was listening to you and I'm like, my God,
I know.
So just please be careful. Around Kingsfield 29, there's apparently fuel out on the road and, just maintain control of your vehicle. Go slow. Okay, that's the thing. Hey, if you're looking for any kind of work to be done on your HVAC, cooling, heating, plumbing, electrical, Peden air conditioning, heating, electrical, they do all of this stuff. They will take care of you. And in fact, right now, they've got a special on since we're coming up to hurricane season, as if, we didn't need to think about it with the storm. But, hey, that's the reality. You got your powers off right now for thousands of people in the area. This is why you get a generator, okay, because just in case. They got a $1,000 off of Briggs & Stratton whole home generator right now. Free sewer camera inspections. And then if you do need to do the repairs, $250 off of those. They're hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC techs and plumbers, and of course they are now serving Baldwin County. So when you want a 100% satisfaction guarantee, the right products, the right service installation, and of course they'll take care of you after the fact. Peden air conditioning, heating, and electrical. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
This Blue Angels history is presented by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
In the early years, the Blue Angels included a routine that used all four Bearcats in pursuit of an enemy Japanese Zero. This enemy aircraft was actually a training plane, the North American SNJ-5 Texan, painted bright yellow with a red Japanese rising sun on the fuselage and wings. The maneuver, called a thatch weave, in which the Bearcats would chase the Mach Zero, was a reenactment of an actual combat routine used in the Pacific Campaign. This tactic spelled doom for enemy aircraft over Guadalcanal, where it was first conceived and practiced. The early U.S. fighter planes of World War II were slow and unmaneuverable compared to the Japanese Zeros. By weaving back and forth in rapid succession, the American pilots caused the Japanese pilots to overshoot and often find themselves vulnerable to a shootdown by the American planes because the weaving action never allowed the Zero to target one American plane without exposing itself to the guns of the other. In the Blue Angels routine, this aerial dogfight would awe the spectators and then leave them stunned at what happened next. The Blue Angels would toy with the Zero for a while and then send it down smoking and out of control. The pilot of the Zero would eject, parachute safely, and be taken prisoner by a detachment of Marines on the ground. Meanwhile, the Zero would crash into the ground just out of the view of the crowd. Of course, the parachutist was an 80-pound dummy, the smoke was simulated, and the crash was an illusion. The Zero would simply swoop low across the horizon and fly away and out of sight. But that didn't stop would-be rescuers from mounting a search. It was not unusual for police, ambulance, and fire departments in the community to respond to frantic calls from citizens who saw the pilot eject and the plane go down. This despite the fact that the appropriate departments were notified in advance of the routine. This crowd pleaser was performed through their 1949 season. After this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
The Blue Angels go to war, and this time, it's for real. In the next episode of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This Sunday is Father's Day, so to all you dads out there, happy Father's Day. I praise God for those of you godly dads who are bringing up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That phrase, bring them up, refers to the responsibility that a father has to be a provider for his children. Thank you, dads, for the many ways that you provide for your children as you bring them up. The word nurture in the verse implies protector. So thank you, dads, for being the protectors of your family. And the phrase, admonition of the Lord, implies spiritual direction and sometimes correction. So thank you, dads, for providing spiritual direction with your wise words as well as your godly example. Godly dads, faithful fathers, you that are leaders and pastors of your home, you are the backbone of this nation. So thank you for your ministry to us, and happy Father's Day.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
To News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. After the flood, I mean, I don't know what you can say. We're still under a flash flood warning through 10:15 this morning. You know, with the ongoing challenge of getting rid of the rain and more rain coming, we think from the system that is just over North Baldwin County and Mobile County at the moment. Joining us by phone right now, we have Dave Greenwood. He's Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at right now for flag conditions? I assume it's pretty bad.
Yeah, we've got red flags flying right now, and I'm looking southwest over the Gulf of Mexico, and it's pretty dark, so we got some more rain coming our way, and the winds are starting to pick up again.
And I'm guessing that the standard warning is the warning you want to make sure everybody remembers, that when there's a bad storm, what do?
When thunder roars, go indoors. You hear thunder, get off the beach, go inside, get inside a vehicle, a hardtop vehicle with the windows rolled up.
As the flooding on the beach and, like, you know, Gulf Breeze and all that kind of stuff, has that shown any impact on just getting your guards to their jobs today? Is that going to be a problem for you guys, or is it pretty much receded enough that that's not a factor?
Well, I've been out here since just before 7, and I haven't had a chance to check the east or the west end. But,
okay.
However, I do understand that Fort Pickens is closed from your prior broadcast.
Right, right.
So we won't be sending lifeguards to Langdon Beach.
Okay. Well, very good. Dave, anything else you want us to know this weekend before we let you go?
No, but just always keep your eyes on the weather, and if it looks bad, it probably is. So go indoors, seek shelter.
It's like the Adrian Cronauer weather report. I love it. If it looks bad, it probably is. You know,
it is.
I love that. That's great. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. David, thanks so much for the update and for doing all you did.
All right, Andrew, thank you, and have a safe weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You too as well. 726, Candy's got traffic for us.
Good news is we're not... there's no good news.
There's no good news.
I'm just starting it out like that, aren't I? Three-mile bridge is clear.
Hey, good one. All right, moving on.
Okay, right, and that's it. East Olive and Breese Lane showing a vehicle crash with a possible roadblock this morning. South New Warrington Road, Chiefs Way in Pensacola, that traffic light is out. Use caution, 98 in Fairfield. The roadway is underwater. You find an alternate route, and I'll tell you, we got reports the first thing in the morning between Blue Angel and Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield. Several cars in the middle of the highway due to flooding. Warrington Creek apartment area, Forest Creek apartment area flooding. Softly in Michigan, that light is out. There was no power downtown. As I understand, the lights on Garden are back on, so I don't know if that's the whole area. And certainly, if you know, let us know. Traffic light out at Navy and Chiefs Way. Flooding on Main Street downtown in the East Street. Pensacola Beach, a lot of the roads are impassable. Via de Luna, and as we've mentioned a few times, Fort Pickens is closed, and that road is closed, too, due to water over the roadway. Intersection of Sunset and Navy just has pouring water over the top of it, and traffic light out at Fairfield and Tahar. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more. Follow freshfromflorida.com for the Florida Department of Agriculture.
Hey, if you are you need to go to the hardware store because you got a home improvement project you're working on, a repair, especially after last night, if there's something you need, Pensacola Hardware, they'll take care of you. They've got it in stock. They won't have to order it. That's how they do. They know what people are going to need. They have it in stock, so you don't have to wait a day or two when time is money or just inconvenience. Also, they'll be able to help tell you how to install it, what to do with it. They are genuinely the experts. They've been doing this for 172 years. I mean, not these guys exactly, you get that point. But the institutional knowledge there is unrivaled. Seriously, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. A couple of other quick notes. I don't know if you mentioned this one about, just went off my sheet.
Jackson and Pace.
Thank you.
And,
you answered the text, so it went away from
right,
my
right,
sheet.
Right. I'm sorry. Jackson and Pace. Yes, that looks like that light is out right near Blue Angel Music.
Yeah, no,
so
that's
careful
bad.
There. It's a busy area.
And also, by the way, I always forget to check, but the flights at the airport, all of the early morning flights were delayed or canceled, pushed back. Check the board. I mean, seriously, there's so many of them that have been. The main one, the Delta to Atlanta that was supposed to be at 7 o'clock, has been canceled today. But other flights have been pushed back as much as, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, even 4 hours. The Dallas-Fort Worth flight on American is back until 11 o'clock this morning. So do check the flight. Doesn't look like arrivals are affected quite as much. Most of those seem to be on time, but the departures definitely have been affected by this storm last night. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden is heading to Connecticut today to attend the inaugural National Safer Communities Summit at the University of Hartford. He's expected to speak this afternoon on gun violence. And Andrew, we're not alone dealing with storm recovery today. In Texas, the town of Perryton was hit by a tornado last night. A lot of damage there. Three people died, dozens of people were hurt, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott deploying their state emergency resources there.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Yeah, we got reports of possibly two different tornadoes last night here in the local area. One out on the beach, possibly one over in the middle to west Escambia in Massachusetts where that tree fell on a mobile home apparently and killed somebody. The National Weather Service has to come and investigate and, you know, to confirm whether they really were tornadoes or not. So we'll see. I don't know about you, but I got the alert on my phone last night. Like, we were right in the direct line of a tornado. And, you know, you don't have a lot of time, but I've grown up, you know, in the Midwest. I'm used to these things, but still, you know, you turn on the TV, you're watching, like, where is that exactly? And then you get all the kids together and you're like, okay, ready to run? You know, somebody texted me and said, I told my wife, this was the conversation last night, get downstairs now. She says, where are my shoes? He says, soon to be in the tornado. Get downstairs. Yeah, that's right. Don't be in the upstairs room, that's for sure.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. U.S. government agencies are hitting a global cyber attack that started 2 weeks ago.
Chief among the targets was the U.S. Department of Energy, specifically a New Mexico nuclear waste disposal site. The same attack infested the University of Georgia, Johns Hopkins University and its hospital system, as well as British energy conglomerate Shell. A known cybercrime and extortion ring with ties to Russia is claiming responsibility, but says it would not exploit data stolen from government agencies.
Fox's Evan Brown. At least three people are killed, dozens injured, and about 200 homes are reported destroyed by a tornado in Perryton, Texas.
The town has been hit so hard.
Sabrina Devers on Fox Weather. There's more severe weather in the forecast.
Generally northeast Texas into Louisiana, then towards the central Gulf Coast. That's the corridor we're looking at.
Mark Chenard with the National Weather Service. At least one person's killed in flash flooding in Pensacola, Florida. America.
Good morning, 7:31. It's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 74. It is cloudy right now in Pensacola. Possibly some more rain here in the next hour or two. Escambia County's Emergency Operations Center activating at level two this morning.
And we'll start attacking the day. Of course, we are hearing that there is some rain in the forecast later today, maybe as early as in the 8 to 10 o'clock hour today, and then some more later this evening. So I'm sure we will be making announcements and things like that.
And that is Commissioner Robert Bender there. And News Radio 92.3 does have people en route to the Emergency Operations Center, so we'll keep you up to date with any of the latest announcements that are coming out of that today. As for the damage from last night, many folks still out assessing right now, but there have been reports of debris in the roads and flooding caused by overflowing storm sewers. A lot of flooded roads this morning. Escambia County's also had to rescue 100 folks last night from the Forest Creek Apartments in the Reap Center. Those people currently in an emergency shelter. That is open also if it's needed. But county recovery efforts are going to be continuing throughout the day. ECAT bus service just resumed. That was suspended for a few hours this morning because of the road conditions. That resumed at 7:30, and ECAT says any riders with questions can give them a call at 850-595-3228. Unfortunate news, the planned groundbreaking ceremony for the Perdido Bay boat ramp on Lillian Highway is going to have to wait just a little bit longer. The county says they're canceling that groundbreaking ceremony today because of those storms last night and flooded conditions around the area. We'll let you know just as soon as we learn when that is rescheduled for. The first case of chronic wasting disease in a white-tailed deer has been found in the state of Florida. The Florida FWC says a deer was hit and killed on a road in Holmes County. It's tested positive for CWD. Chronic wasting disease affects the brain and the nervous system. It is fatal to deer, and FWC officials say they're now implementing a new response plan. They'll be collecting samples from zones around the state to track the spread of the disease. The FWC has been monitoring deer populations for it since 2002 and, again, just found their first case of it. All in all, local representatives say they're pleased with the state budget that was approved by Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday. It calls for $71 million in funding for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. State Representative Alex Andrade says that Senator Doug Broxson should get way more credit for it than he probably ever will.
You know, money going towards UWF, Pensacola State College, money going towards, you know, institutional organizations here, that's money that we probably wouldn't have secured but for him being in the position that he's in.
And Broxson chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. Governor DeSantis vetoed about $511 million from this year's total state budget, which is a lot different than last year when he vetoed $4 billion in funding. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Well, there's a lot. There was no power downtown. As I understand, the lights at Garden are working again, so I don't know if that means the power is on downtown or not. And certainly if I say something that's, you know, wrong, let us know, because stuff's changing all the time this morning after that huge storm. Several cars in the middle of Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield due to flooding. Water still running over that area. Jackson and Pace. That light is out right near Blue Angel Music. Warrington Creek Apartments and Forest Creek Apartments both had to be evacuated last night due to flooding. Certainly watch for standing water. Softly in Michigan, that light is out. Tarragona and Jefferson, the lights at Garden at Tarragona and the lights at Garden in Jefferson. But as I understand, the lights at Garden are on, so I don't know if Tarragona and Jefferson are still out down those roads. Traffic light out Navy Boulevard and Chiefs Way. Flooding on Main and E Street downtown. Pensacola Beach roads, it looks like they were impassable overnight. There's still lots of flooding on Via de Luna, lots of flooding on Fort Pickens. Fort Pickens itself is closed today. Intersection of Sunset and Navy Boulevard, there's water just pouring out into the road. That's near the front gate at NAS. Traffic light out at Fairfield and Dahar. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, text them in if you would. We're going to speak with Travis Tompkins, Escambia County Emergency Management here coming up. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And Candy, I'm just checking on the FPL power outage tracker, and it looks like downtown doesn't have a whole lot of outages reported there right now.
Okay.
But there are an absolute ton of outages over in the West Pensacola area right now.
Did you guys lose power?
I did not.
We didn't either. It was blinking. But back
yeah, I had some of that as well. But yeah, it looks like a lot of outages in the West Pensacola area, right off of Cervantes and that type
and Mobile,
of thing.
Right, Mobile Highway in that area. Okay, yeah. David lives off. Off Lillian. I'm off Jackson.
Right.
I'm
a little further west than that. But there's some outages out that way too, Myrtle Grove and all that. But the bulk of those outages all look to be kind of in that, I guess, in the Warrington area.
Sure.
So. That's what we're seeing there. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are seeing some heavy rainfall across the area still this morning. Flash flood warnings in effect. We do have a high today near 90 degrees. More rain possible as we go later on into the day. Another possibility of severe storms. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Rain chance will continue for Saturday. 60% chance of rain with a high near 91. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 74 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. And we'll keep our eye on the radar for when the next storm rolls in. News Radio 92.3, your next news at 8.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Two of the biggest U.S. ticket sellers have vowed to change how they display prices to concertgoers, moves aimed at simplifying the process of buying concert and sporting event tickets. The White House today announced commitments by Live Nation and its Ticketmaster unit, as well as SeatGeek, to make pricing more transparent on their ticket buying platforms starting later this year. Support for diverse entrepreneurs from Bank of America. The bank today committed to giving more than $500 million in equity investments to minority and women-led funds. A Bank of America spokesperson said that more than 60% of the fund managers who can pull from the equity are led by women, and about two-thirds are led by blacks. The bank began this program in 2020. With investors lifted by data showing the U.S. economy remains resilient, stocks notched broad and sharp gains today. The S&P 500 rose 53 points. The Dow Industrials leaped 428. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 156. That's Your Money Now.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211, a radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs, warm vocals, an infectious groove, and fresh sound. This week at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've been trying to keep you as informed as possible all morning about the effects of the storm, including, as you've heard, lots of power outages still. Lots of outbound flights have been delayed significantly. Lots of roads are flooded. Traffic lights are out. I mean, all over the area. Joining us now, we have Travis Tompkins. He is the emergency manager for Escambia County. Travis, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you for having me, Andrew.
You guys just you guys just activated to a level two, which a three. Correct me if I'm wrong. A three is like normal, basically, you know, minimum staffing. A two is something, and a one is like real emergency, big deal. We're at like a two. How serious are things for the county right now?
Well, we are at a two right now. We activated at 7 o'clock this morning. We have a number of missions that the county's undertaking right now. And so with that going on, we want to make sure that we keep up with everything that's going on in real time. And that's why that we bring in those resources into the Emergency Operations Center so that we can monitor what's going on. For instance, we've got our road departments are out there. They've been out there since midnight going out and clearing. We've got a lot of debris, a lot of vegetative debris in the roads, especially over in West Pensacola. And they've been working all night on that, and they'll be working on that until they clear that up today. We also have our building inspection folks. They're doing damage assessment for home damage assessment, looking around to figure out just how much damage we got. We also have our engineering department. They're out there checking out our facilities and making sure to check to see what kind of damage that they ended up with. And then we also have the Maxwell Center and the Forest Creek Apartments. And unfortunately had to be evacuated last night. And so they are actually at the Marie. Those folks are at the Marie Young Center, Community Center, so that we have a what we call Emergency Support Function 6 or Mass Care. So that's going on as well. So we've a lot of moving parts, but I got to brag on my colleagues here at the county. I made lots of phone calls in the middle of the night, and every single person answered my call. And so we were well prepared, and the county, I'm just really, really proud of the response.
The one thing Commissioner Bender was telling us last hour is that I guess you guys tasked, like ECAT is not providing any services today except for emergency medical type services, but ECAT has been retasked as that evacuation service to help the people in the apartments that had flooded. Is that right?
That's exactly right. When I called them last night at midnight and said, hey, you know, looks like Forest Creek Apartments, unfortunately, is going to flood again. They provided buses for that. Then we found out that the REAP Maxwell Center had flooded out, and I called them right back and asked them to get a bus over there, and they did that as well. And they just it was just an awesome partnership and an awesome response.
And I'm figuring, Travis, you tell me, but if I'm wrong about this, but it seems like it was not just the kind of the sudden one thing that happened, but it was this never ending kind of hours long rain and rain and rain and rain and rain and rain. And of course the wind and of course the lightning, but the rain accumulation over time, I had heard Channel 3 say as much as 16 inches in some places that, you know, no drainage system, no governmental, you know, no streets and whatever drainage system is designed to handle 16 inches. Even the best one is going to encounter problems. And so that backs up the drainage, and you have things like the sewer pot, you know, holes open, or the, you know, the storm drain manholes, you know, popping open and things like that. Is that basically what happened here?
Well, I'll tell you. So we got a tremendous amount of rain in a very, very short period of time. But West Marino, our county administrator, was mentioning during our briefing that over the 20 years of the work that they've done to try to mitigate that, that we're actually in better shape than we've been in the past. And so
we totally agree.
Got a lot of ponding. We definitely got a lot of ponding, got a lot of, you know, a lot of standing water, but I'm so very thankful that it is draining off, because we're looking at what we got weather coming in right now. We've got some coming in tonight, and it looks like we're going to be impacted over the weekend as well. And my prayer is that it lessens up, it drains off, and that we're able to then absorb the rest of this rain that's coming in, because unfortunately we're not done.
I was going to ask you about that. Hang on for just a sec. We're talking to Travis Tompkins, the emergency manager for Escambia County. Candy's got a quick traffic on the fives.
We're getting reports that some of the Ruby Tuesdays are flooded, like the one in Warrington, I guess. And of course, as a Travis said, just lots of areas of ponding water. Certainly be careful wherever you are. Lots of slowdowns, lots of lights out. And that's the main thing. The road closed due to water on Highway 98 in Fairfield, right near the Pedito Bay Emergency Clinic. Olive and Breeze Lane showing an accident with a possible roadblock. 29 and 9.5 mile road. That traffic light is out or flashing. So use caution. 98 in Fairfield, you mentioned that. Part of that roadway is still underwater. Warrington at Chiefs Way showing a traffic light out. The lights are back on Garden Street. The intersection is Sunset and Navy. Water pouring out of the road. That's near the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Power looks like it is back on downtown for the most part, but still out. A lot of it in the Warrington area. Forest Creek Apartments, I know we talked about that. That area had to be evacuated, part of it due to flooding. Same with Warrington Creek Apartments in that area. Light is out at Jackson and Pace near Blue Angel Music. And caution wherever you are. Certainly if I miss something, let us know. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. Fort Pickens Road, partially impassable. The same thing with Via de Luna. And Fort Pickens itself is closed right now. 437-1620, traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Travis Tompkins, the emergency manager for Escambia County. Travis, I know whenever there's big rain events, one of the things that comes up is the question about safety of road surfaces, safety of bridges, because as the soil gets wet, that changes. Things can move around, holes can open. Things might seem safe, but actually aren't. Are we seeing any of those kinds of effects yet? Do you have safety warnings for people about where to avoid, where to drive or not drive when it comes to those kind of concerns?
Well, my main thing that I would say to that is that, we say it over and over again, and I think, you know, people, they just kind of tune it out, but it's that turn around, don't drown. If you think that you can't make it through, if you see that standing water over a roadway, there is no sense in trying to drive through that. Unfortunately, we see that all the time, and we saw that even last night, people trying to drive through that. And it doesn't go well for a lot of folks, especially with cars or lower trucks. I mean, it's just not safe to do that. And so we just ask that if you see that standing water, just don't drive through that. There's no reason to do that.
Were your teams out already trying to clear roads and, you know, kind of patrol for blockages from downed tree limbs and things like that even during the storm? Or did you have to wait kind of until it had passed to get out and look afterwards?
No, sir. I made a call to Jamie Higdon over at the roads department. It was sometime between 11 and midnight last night, and they immediately went out and started, and they worked the entire night during the storm trying to get those trees out of the road. So they're doing a phenomenal job, and they're not going to quit until they're done.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And I know from my own personal experience, just trying to compare this with like 2014 and, you know, other storms that we have had in between, as bad as it's been, and it is bad in some places and has been bad, to me, it seems to be much less severe. And, you know, either as a result of the storm or as a result of your folks and doing what they're doing or the improvements that have been made over the last 9 years in terms of making stormwater management, you know, work better. You know, it's not necessarily the thing that people see that they celebrate. I mean, I know Forest Creek has had its problems, but like Commissioner Bender said, yeah, but it happened a lot later in the process than it would have otherwise, which means that we're still making, you know, things are getting better. Travis Tompkins, he is the emergency manager for Escambia County. Travis, what are we expecting the rest of the day? We got this one system that's headed our way off of Mobile. It seems pretty severe. Is it still just a, hey, you know, pay attention, be aware, more could be coming?
Very much so. I mean, this storm that's coming on us right now, the National Weather Service called me late last night when it was over on top of Shreveport, as a matter of fact, and said, hey, you know, look, it's coming your way, and unfortunately it's going to drop quite a bit more rain. And then and unfortunately we have been more, you know, coming in tonight and again and through the weekend. And one thing I did want to mention too is that we're putting sand out at all of our normal sand locations. You know, we don't provide the sandbags, but we do provide the sand, and that will be going out this morning for citizens that want to take advantage of that. I know that a lot do, and you know, this event that we had last night, we were just under a slight slight risk, and then that turned into, you know, something much more than that. So But we will be putting that sand out as well.
All right. Well, Travis, thanks so much for the update. Travis Compton's the emergency manager for Escambia County. Sir, as always, thank you for the work. Thanks for keeping us informed, for planning in advance and then for executing when things actually happen. I appreciate both parts.
Yes, sir. Happy to serve.
All right. 751 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us, we are still under a flash flood warning until 10:15 this morning. We are also under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 this morning for most of Escambia County, most of Baldwin County, and then some pieces like Chemukla, Wallace, Pace in Santa Rosa County as well. That's until 8:30 this morning. We're paused, but it's not over yet for sure. 751, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, especially if you made a bad choice, last night and you're going to need one. But what Frontier Motors specializes in is they specialize in good quality vehicles. They're 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, A-quality cars, basically like new, just a year old. That's kind of the idea. They specialize in the kind of cars that you're going to drive and drive and drive forever if you want to. Or, drive it for a year or two and then trade in a new one. I'm a buy once and drive forever, and then 15 years from now I'll come back and buy another new car and drive it until it dies. But whatever you want to do, they take great care of you before and after, really after the sale is kind of an amazing thing. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Today, at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Indy, why does the floor move?
Killing me, Candy. 6 to 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, day after the big storm recovery, but still more storms are coming. That's what Travis Tompkins tells us. That's what the weather radar, the News Radar Threat Net radar tells us. So, you know.
So gather your animals, two by two.
Yeah,
you're a Bible guy. I mean, my gosh.
Seven of some, by the way. I know.
I grew up Catholic. So.
Super insider Bible joke.
Father?
Not a joke, really. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, that's right. So as we take a look around, as I understand, again, Garden has their lights back, so that's good. A lot of downtown has gotten some of their electricity back as well, but still outages in the area. Several cars still in the middle of Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield due to that flooding. Jackson and Pace showing that that light is out. That's near Blue Angel Music. Warrington Creek Apartments, Forest Creek Apartments were flooded. They had to be evacuated by ECAT last night. Not all of them, but some of them. So flooding in that area. As Travis Tompkins said, don't drive through standing water. Turn around, don't drown. And that's not said enough. I did that. I almost drowned. And it was all, that was in 2014. We'll tell that another time, but just be careful. Softly in Michigan, those lights are out. Traffic light out at Navy Boulevard and Chiefs Way. Some of the roads in Pensacola Beach are impassable. In the area of Viaduct Luna, where it usually floods, and Fort Pickens. Fort Pickens itself is closed. Intersection of Sunset, Navy Boulevard. Water pouring out into the road, as I understand, near the front gate of the base there. Traffic light is out at Fairfield and DeHaar. As I understand, the light's back on, though, on 29 and 9.5 mile road.
Yay.
Yay. Warrington and Chiefs Way, that traffic light is out near the McDonald's. Warrington and Chiefs Way, I think we got that one. 98 and Fairfield, again, the roadway is underwater. Find an alternate route. Highway 98 and Lillian showing a crash now. So that area is backed up. And caution wherever you are, standing water, flash flood warnings in effect. And turn around, don't drown. Travis at it best. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, man. You talk about the water, and we were getting reports early this morning, like, what, 5:30, about an inch or two of water on Lillian Highway. And people getting cars stranded there. And
yeah, you know, and then when he crossed over to 98, it was even worse on the other side of 98. So,
yeah,
my gosh, please
terrible.
Be careful. And thank you for calling these in and texting in, and we'll try to keep everybody updated.
All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Saudi Arabia's decision to reduce how much oil it sends to the global market, bringing up some concerns for summer gas prices. Experts saying they're not anticipating a big spike. They say crude oil is already pretty cheap.
In a couple of weeks, but I don't think in terms of the average price for the rest of the year, it's going to make a whole lot of difference.
That's the head of the McGuire Energy Institute at SMU, Bruce Bullock, and he says that OPEC nations just don't mean as much as they used to because the U.S. is pumping more oil. He says there's also predictions of a recession that could prevent a spike in prices. And police in Las Vegas have confirmed, Andrew, that they've now set up cameras at that house where a family reported seeing two aliens in their backyard last month. If you remember that story, that was kind of a wild one. The report of two 8 to 10 foot tall non-human creatures was made shortly after a police body camera captured something falling from the sky. I want to believe.
Have you ever seen the video yet?
Yes.
They did release the Ring camera video.
And?
It looks like an alien. I'm sorry. It looks like the aliens
does,
that we know.
Yeah.
The tall gray ones with the eyes.
Look, I think...
they're separate aliens.
You know, if it turns out, you know, that we've been working for the aliens all this time and didn't know it, I don't think we can really say we'd be all that surprised. I mean, it does kind of feel like we're in a Dark City sort of experiment. Doesn't it feel a little bit like that?
It does,
like
this
with
morning.
COVID and the presidential election and the weather and the, all the... like, if it really turned out that they were all around us all the time, and they're just now starting to soften us up for the release of that information with the UFO videos and stuff like that, you'd be like, yeah, I could have seen that one coming.
There's about right for 2023.
Seems about right. Yeah, that's right, 2023.
There's an A. Jones on the phone that says that you're taking his material.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.